Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
From da, croeso I Mark Wandew, cerfod yn y bala. Mark Hazelwood, your initial thoughts about today's game?
Well, it's a very difficult game. If I'm honest, prior to the start, you know, we were probably not expecting 6 out of 6 points. We've got them, and what we need to do now is build on that, because we've got to make it a habit of getting results against top six sides. Ballard are a very good side, with very, very good experienced attacking options. And so today will be very difficult. We have to, it's like I said to the players, if you football's totally different. If you do, I don't know, some work for somebody and they put £1 million in your bank last week, you've still got £1 million in your bank this week. In terms of football, whatever you did last week, you start with nothing in your bank. You start with no credit, no nothing. So you have to start all over again. And so that's the mentality that I've asked the players for, is that you've done nothing, you've achieved nothing, you have to start again. As soon as the referee blows the whistle, you have to start from scratch again. Because the minute you think you're starting a game with some credits in your bank in football, football has a habit of kicking you in a place where it really, really hurts. So hopefully the players are mindful of that and we can go out and give a good account of ourselves.
A couple of changes. Jordan not injured again, unfortunately.
Yeah, Jordan's come back after a long injury, and now, you know, as is sometimes the way, he's picked up another injury to a different part of his, I think it's his knee. So he's was just getting himself back to what he was before the first injury. But fortunately enough, we've got players coming back into the squad, so we're able to put an experienced player in place of him. But we certainly will miss Jordan over the next couple of weeks. But, we're, you know, in terms of what we've dealt with this season, when we've had 4 and 5 out and no subs, it's a bit of a luxury at the moment because I've still got 4 subs.
Yeah, and the fans must be wanting to know what's happening with Mark Jones.
Well, Mark, you know, we had a chat with Mark. I think in real terms, he's a nice lad. We haven't fallen out with him. I think it's important to say that. He wasn't going to feature between now and the end of the season. I need to look at Matthew Thomas and Liam Griffiths. And he felt that, you know, in terms of he's got work aspirations in London, in terms of that, he wasn't going to be able to train with us. And if you don't train with us, then obviously you can't play for us. That's one of our rules. And so I encouraged him with the best will in the world to sort himself out. He wanted to go to Avenlido. That couldn't be done because of FAW rules. He couldn't go on loan. So he then revisited his chat with Matthew Bishop and they've signed him. And good luck to him and good luck to Aberystwyth. As far as I'm concerned, Mark came in, he did well for us for a season and a half, and he's now left and we move on.
Thank you, Mark. Diolch yn fawr. Pob lwc i chi heddi.
Thanks, Joe.